here.
And I pray for all our people right now in this time. It's been very confusing. There's been a lot of violence. And we live in a way, a peaceful way, in a good way. And we ask that you give us the courage and the strength to continue this way.
I am my brother's keeper, yes, I am my mama's child. She gave me a lion heart and she told me to be kind. She taught me to paint my dreams into my reality. And she said, first you got your head right and keep your eyes wide open and keep your eyes wide open. Peaceful warriors, peaceful warriors, peaceful warriors, peaceful. We stay right.
Turn the negative into a positive. Listen, children, you came from the stars and you're more magical than you ever knew you are. Let your love guide you, let your light shine true. Don't let it mine, you've got diamonds inside your soul. Don't be afraid of who you are. Kings and queens who came from the stars. Who needs proof when you know what truth is? The truth just is, it needs no mirror to exist. And since we're living in the shadow of the dark, find the light path back to the heart of the matter. Cause somebody's pockets is getting fatter every time we eat the lies that they fed us. I'm fed up. It's time to get up, stand up, children. Keep your head up. Peaceful warriors. Peaceful warriors. We stay rising.
There's the thunder, lightning strikes with the song of our mother. Echoes resound with the healing rays. Dance from the depth of the night till we feel the strength. Moon knows the sun, sun knows the moon. Hearts are all friends, we remember truth. Call upon the Father, won't wait any longer. Get the stars in the darkness, light is always stronger. Heal our relations, unite all nations, all directions. For the next seven generations. Babylon, rainbow bridge, universal language, vibration. Prayers for the planet as we reawaken. Love is a theme dream, we have the power to reinstate it. The source of creation. For the next seven generations. Seven generations. Seven generations. Seven generations. Seven generations.
Seven generations. Magnificent woman on the rise. Lift your voice up to the skies. All the children must unite. We are the ones that do this. Peaceful warriors. Peaceful warriors. Peaceful warriors. Peaceful warriors.
Love in the 21st century is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Chico's Women's Club. Built in 1913, the historic Chico Women's Club is available for classes, events, concerts, weddings, and celebrations located at the entry to Bidwell Park. The Chico Women's Club offers a truly classic setting with modern amenities. Visit ChicoWomen'sClub.org for more information and appointment. That was One Tribe Movement. Some dear friends and family that are being a part of the movement right now. A lot of them have been at Standing Rock and started the movement back when the youth were running from North Dakota to Washington, D.C. to bring awareness to what was happening with the pipeline. So such dear loved ones. That is One Tribe Movement. If you don't know who they are, I suggest looking them up. They've got some powerful music and some powerful voices to carry some big awarenesses to people's hearts. So much love for them. So thanks for tuning in to Love in the 21st Century. Like I mentioned before, we are in our last installment on love and social justice. Tonight we're going to be joined by Andre Valentino, a student of traditional Chinese medicine and acrobat, and Maggie Barrier, a student of anthropology, about their experience in carriers of a new story. We're going to be talking with these local change makers about the program Carriers of a New Story. As we turn the page to this a new topic, a new year, and a new presidential candidate, let us delve into the budding minds of awakening young minds. Here on Love in the 21st Century, we'll be talking with these two, and we'll be delving into how this all involves social justice, how this all involves love, where do these two things meet? And so it's going to be an enticing conversation because it really stretches the bounds of what we think about when we talk about love, when we're talking about love and social justice. So thank you for tuning in. If you have something to share at any point, give us a call. This is the Call and Radio Show, 895-1114. If you were a part of the Carriers of the New Story, please call and let us know. These two are representatives, but there was a group. So first we're going to get started with what Carriers of a New Story was, so that people have an idea. Would one of you like to tell a bit about that?
I would like to.
Awesome. Andre, tell me a bit about what Carriers of the New Story is about.
Carriers of the New Story. We met at Butte College. I believe it was open to everyone. I am not a student of Butte College, and I was able to attend. It was a beautiful meeting. There was a call on Facebook. It was really neat. It said, youth, young change makers, if you want to be a part of this, we need some, powerful warriors, some leaders and people that want to start spreading change. And that was something that really called to me. I two of my great mentors, Kevin Killian and Kelly Munson, they were hosting it, and so anything they had to say, I wanted to go and tune into. And it was super beautiful. It was a group of people. There was around 20 of us, and we sat in a circle on the floor, and there was a centerpiece, and it was beautiful. They introduced what we were doing as far as working with the environment, and it was part of the Butte Environmental Council. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they said that we were going to be talking about the environment and working as now that we are the people that are inheriting the earth and inheriting all this, and so that we are just a little powerful motivation to get us folk in ready to take the reins in the world. And so It was a circle of us. We passed around an item, and when we held that item, there was only one person talking. So the person that had the item, whether it be something personal that someone brought or like a cool thing like a seed or a shell. And then we were able to talk and to listen to each individual person and all these people and their different perspectives, different facets, and hear what these folks were going through, us folks were going through. And it was really beautiful. Got to listen from my heart, got to speak from my heart, got to speak with... And we had limited time, so I had to be lean. And then there were like speaking from just with not waiting to like holding on to something. I would just speak from
like
spontaneously. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. We had different formats of the council, but really it was us getting together and talking and listening to each other, and it was really beautiful. That's what I know. I'm new at council, and I really enjoyed it. It was really impacted me a lot.
Beautiful. That was a great description. So, Maggie, would you mind maybe describing a bit of what the group size was like, and like what the dynamics of the people were in that group that stuck out to you?
Sure. It was a pretty intimate group, about 15 to 20 of us, and it was consistent throughout the 6 weeks of council, and that was intentional, so we could get to know each other and really hear each other's stories without a lot of interruption or distraction. So we had the same people for most of the 6 weeks. Of course, there were a couple of times that folks had to miss, but we got to know each other really well, sitting in council with each other, sitting together for those times. And each week was guided by a prompt, and like Andre said, we were really respectful of who was speaking at each time, and it was a lesson that we all learned to listen completely to what that person was saying. We're not running through our mind thinking about what we're going to say once we get that talking piece. We're holding space for them and really paying attention to their story. And it was a beautiful process to see that we're all carrying this weight of the world, us young folks, carriers. And so we got to really see that in each other. It was just as much a community building experience as it was a way to get to know ourselves in this community too. So we got to know each other intimately and hear each other genuinely. So that's kind of what the group dynamic was like. Kelly Munson and Kevin Killian and Danielle Baxter, they were all really good leaders throughout this experience. They brought to the table what true leadership looks like, and it was really gentle and intuitive. Like they guided us through. When I first heard about the council, the carriers of the new story, I didn't know what to expect at all. But we walked into the room and we all sat down on the floor in the circle and started talking immediately. So we just dived into it, and it was a beautiful process from the start, and it only grew from there.
Fantastic. Amazing. So, Andre, when you think of the council and you think of your experience there, is there one session out of the 6 weeks that really stood out to you?
Yes. A lot of them blended together, and there was like a mutual feeling that I really liked, but... One, I've heard about this this prompt before, but it was we had to go home and go into nature, and we picked an animal which that really stood out to us, whether it be like a bird or a turkey crossing by us or a deer. I picked the domesticated dog. And it was really cool. We didn't speak for ourselves. It was different. We were speaking for, actually, and some people even spoke as the earth or you know, sea creatures, and it was really beautiful to hear what not just our human perspective, but the animals and the earth and the plants' perspective. And that was really cool to step outside of our own, to step outside of my thoughts of just like walking around, knowing that I do all these things, that walking, you know, on the earth, I walk so differently than all the other animals. Mm-hmm. That was one that really stuck out, and it was great to hear all my friends talk and see what they had to say. Specifically, yeah, some of the people that talked for the earth. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed hearing that.
Can you share some snippets of what people felt like the earth was saying to was saying?
Yeah, a woman came with like a shirt, and it was so beautiful. It was like detailed with, she like marked like all the wars that were going on in the world, like all the oil spills and where they were drilling. She made a map of the world, and then all these different things, all these like horrific things, and maybe some good things. I just saw like a lot of like crazy things, how where the earth is, like what's going through. But it was really cool. She like, for that, I think it was for Halloween too, and she just brought and talked. Let's see, a snippet though. Yeah, she was just talking, she with like major compassion, and she was saying that like these are all her children. Even the humans are her children, and they're acting out right now. And it was cool that she, as the earth, and the way she was coming from. And I'm sure I don't know the earth well enough to say, but I'm gonna say anyways. Just holding compassion and being like, hey, you know, like a mom and their child, like if they're acting out, she was like, you know, like they're hurting right now, and so they're these manifestations of like kicking and biting, and but still holding space and being loving. And I thought that was really, really neat. That was a snippet.
Yeah, that's so great to be able to look at the world and its creatures in such a different way. So happy that you brought that example, because we so infrequently think of ourselves as anything else than, you know, our human lives, one. And two, we don't think about what, you know, the other life on this planet might say if they could speak to us. And so I was feeling like you might share something of that nature, that like to have compassion, or to be, you know, to bring awareness, or just like sadness around our relationship with the natural world, because in general there's just not really that much awareness to it. So thank you. What about for you, Maggie? Is there something in your experience in over the 6 weeks in the Carriers of the New Story that really stuck out for you?
Yeah, I want to touch on the Council of All Beings too, because it was such a neat experience. We all walked in the doors as humans, and we sat in our council as animals and beings and water and the earth. And it was so cool to leave our humanness as witnesses to what the creatures and the critters were saying. So that was a really special, a special night for sure. I think it was the third week, we sat with six elders from the community, and it was probably the most profound for me, because we were, we did a fishbowl mm-hmm. type setting where the carriers sat in a circle around a smaller circle of the elders. And we were acting as witnesses in that instance, because they had a prompt given to them by us about like, how have you remained strong as social justice movers and shakers throughout your life, seeing this world change so rapidly and so drastically? How have you stayed strong throughout it? And they just really like went so deep with it. They were like, yo, it's been hard. A lot of like self-reflection, a lot of taking care of yourself. And so I was just brought to tears by like their full-bodied experience going through this world. seeing so much in their time and sharing it with us. It was beautiful. I realized that as we're struggling with the weight of the world, we're often not taking care of ourselves to where we can handle that. And so I was just really grateful for some of the tools that they brought to the table to help. I feel like I took a lot away from that night in terms of connecting with myself and being able to be there for me and then take on the nastiness and the hardship. But making room to dance and be merry and take care of myself throughout it. So that was a really special council for me. Also, the last night that we had together was just really nice. We got to just reflect on the awesome journey that we went on together, and we shared a meal together. That was really wonderful. And one other time too, I've covered like half of the councils by now, given away all the secrets, but that's the point, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
One of the nights we did an activity where we sat across from just one other person, and we took on the role of someone that has a different viewpoint than us, and we created this whole argument from that point of view. So first we went ahead with our viewpoint on the thing that we're really passionate about, and we had 2 minutes to just express all of that, and like, this is why I think this, and this is why we need to change it, and got all riled up in our passions. And then we physically swapped seats and took the seat of a person who may disagree with that. And a lot of people experienced like just a huge switching of viewpoint that night, and they were sharing afterward about how it was refreshing, but also so hard to see things from their the other argument, the other side of the argument. And so that was really neat. And with that, we talked about the long-lasting effects of this thing that we're passionate about. And 7 generations from now, what are going to be the effects of it? And then, so the third part of that exercise was talking about from a person 7 generations down the line, talking to yourself and saying, this is what happened and this is how it turned out. And so that was just wild to think about. And I was reminded by that, by the Peaceful Warrior song that you were playing. So,
yeah,
so many good moments throughout, just a lot of tools.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty magical. And that 7 years, thinking about that, 7 generations, speaking to myself, 7 generations, you know, in the past, or 7 generations in the future, and just, what the conversation would be like.
See, yeah, it could be either really scary or really comforting, and I don't know which one
right.
It is.
I feel like there'd be a lot of remorse. Mm. You don't understand. This is what we were doing back then. Like, I know we weren't really thinking of, like, future generations, like, thinking collectively as a society. So, yeah, powerful ideas to be considering. And it sounds like those 6 weeks were really packed full of connection with other people in these groups. And so tying it together, that the carriers of the new story, you know, bringing these interested parties that are intrigued by change making, that are motivated and inspired to activate change in this community and beyond, and sitting them around in a circle to have these conversations and these deeper ponderings within themselves, seems like it was a really meaningful experience for both of you. And do you feel that, like, what do you feel is the connection there? What do you feel is the, like, what are the main tools that you will be able to pull out of your experience through Carriers of a New Story into, you know, being a change maker and activating change in your community?
So part of the magic of it, the beauty of it so much was, somewhere along this experience, I realized that when I used to talk with people, about anything remotely intimate or deep or meaningful to me, I would open my mouth and then like I would just start crying because I just didn't know how to express all of like these feelings that I have. And I just for so long was so uncomfortable, even or not uncomfortable, but just when it came to expressing ideas, it just came out in the form of tears. And so this experience was so special because no matter what work any of us do, we need to know how to communicate with each other and how mm-hmm. to hold space and listen. And that's the biggest thing is in order to be effective activists or parents or teachers or anything, we got to, like, remember that these exchanges are really meaningful for both parties, for both the speaker and the listener. And so just the permission to show up and be open with people was the most meaningful part of it for me. And just seeing other people break through a little bit too, little by little, it was absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And these are all people that I really, really care about now and cared about before. I knew a lot of them too. So that was cool seeing everyone in different lights and just that idea of permission, because we can't really be effective to our full potential if we can't just open up and express authentically.
Mm-hmm. You have something to share about that, Andre, about what you feel were your takeaways, your tools that came out of the Carries in the New Story?
I do, yeah. I really like that. I really like that aspect of what you were talking about, the permission. One tool that I really got out of it was speaking my truth. I saw so many people. It was so great going around the circle. Many people had different views and counterparts of what I wanted to express, and so it was really great to hear them and their honesty and their vulnerability. And as soon as someone like said something, it unlocked something for me. It was so great to and that's something that I've been carrying into my daily, is that like just going around. And I've always had this idea of being honest and truthful and always speaking, you know, my, whatever I'm feeling. But this was a whole new level of when someone would say something and they would go deep. And then when it came around to my side, I was like, oh man, I'm going to tell you everything. You feel the way I feel, then like I can share this. That was one really great tool. So many cool tools. I really enjoyed a lot of the tools the elders had brought. It was great. They were just like naming off just like really, I want to say like legendary or iconic kind of like things that are symbolic, really good symbolic things that to like recognize and to work with and just what Carriers was based on. There was like six things. It was like how I was saying earlier, is speak with your heart and listen with your heart and speak for yourself and the group and the greater good, and being spontaneous, being lean. I believe there was another one.
Having respect for the things shared in council.
Oh, yeah, that's
keeping
right.
Keeping it within the circle.
Mm-hmm. Those were super beautiful, just really awesome guidelines. There's also another good word, guidelines, to go by. And just being in that space, opening up. I feel I've been blessed to be in relationships where that is possible. I did see people going in there for the first time, or maybe not for the first time, but just it was regular that they could go and express themselves, and it was really beautiful to watch and really great to cultivate within inside myself, of just like making it. It's this beautiful space. Like, there's a candle lit. We're sitting on the ground, cross-legged, and we get to open up and be real, and it was really important and really healthy. It was probably one of my favorite times of the week was going in to the council,
Powerful times, indeed. And if you're just tuning in, this is KZFR. If you're just tuning in, this is KZFR 90.1 FM, and you're listening to Love in the 21st Century. I'm your host, Tamara, and I'm joined by Andre Valentino, student of traditional Chinese medicine and acrobat, and Maggie Barrier, a student of anthropology. And we are talking about Carriers of a New Story, a program that just ended, that was hosted at Butte College, but was open to community members as well. If you're getting out of the car and you want to listen to this conversation, you can look us up online, kzfr.org. You can stream the radio show that way. This is also a call and radio show, but feel free to dial 895-1114. So I'm so happy that we're covering, you know, in a really good way what the Carriers of a New Story is. But I also want to just talk a bit about you two. Like, what, like, kind of like backtracking, like, you know, you see this invite on Facebook, or you have friends telling you you should participate in this. This is great. But not everybody, you know, feels that same call. Not everybody feels like they can be the change that they wish to see in the world. You know, we see that there's things that are going wrong, but somehow it's still easier to go home and turn on Netflix or something. You know, some people, that's their lifestyle. But obviously, for you two, that's not the case. And so I want to talk just a bit about each one of you and what you feel provoked you to say yes to this call.
Yeah, it was more of a summon. It was so cool. Saw it and I was like, oh man, like, they're calling. Actually, yeah, no, they tagged me in Facebook. And it was really great. I'd love to talk a little bit. I have a role model. His name's Kevin Killian. I look up to him, and just the way he goes about living. He's such a really interesting, weird guy, and it was so great to watch him. He just this odd fellow, and such a magnificent butterfly that he's. And I've been knowing him for a long time, and I'm also an odd fellow, and got to watch him blossom and to be his natural self, and now seeing his natural self is so great, so awesome. And he was one person that that kind of nudged me to go, and it was great to see him as a leader, and yeah, just wanted to follow in those footsteps. And what summoned me to be a part of the council is, I actually, it was so funny, the description was so vague. It was like, hey guys, you guys want to be leaders and change makers, like, come out. And then, like, I was like, what? Okay. And, like, I didn't even know it was about the environment or anything. It was and just decided to go and peek in and see what was up. I made the commitment for the 6 weeks. That was it, what they asked for. I knew it was going to be really excellent. I think I was just talking about it a little bit before. But yeah, just something that I want to be an active member in the community, or starting to be. I've just been meeting people and going out and about, and like going to the market, going to the co-op and all the hubs, and like talking with people. And I see these great people like Kevin. I see these great people like Kelly. And they're really awesome. Everyone has their hiccups and their ups and downs. And these folk are like guardians. They, when I see them, especially when I had felt angsty or nervous or just in public or whatever the hiccups may be, they can be anything. People just going about doing their thing. They always held space. They were always really great and beautiful. And watching how they did that. And my goal was to be able to grow as a person. That's why I joined. I wanted to grow as a leader and grow as a guardian that I would like to, that I'm becoming, and also to give hands to the folks that I love and that I see along the way. And so those were my two my two things that I really wanted. I wanted to grow and to also to help people grow. And I noticed that these people, they're like weird spiders, and they crawl around on the network of the community, and they're like just moving so gracefully and so beautifully, and definitely along the overall prompt was the environment, and some of the subtler things was just being a leader and really diving into my being myself. And and so I got to, I got to go and explore that and be in that and get tools and watch people have great examples, and then also see these different perspectives of people. I didn't know it was about the environment. I knew that, there are summoning change makers, and it was really awesome to dive into some of the activists, like the social justice and the environmental justice, that is what galled me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Having good mentors, having people that we look up to, is so important. And so it sounds like that was a big part, is like having people that you see actually doing the work that is inspiring. Is a good way to call. It's like, you know, the best business card is living the life that you want others to live. Yeah. What about you, Miss Maggie?
I like what you said about it being being summoned into carriers of the news story. And I'm new to the Chico community part, kind of new. I've been living here for about 2 years, and I moved here for school. And I feel like school so often in the past couple of years has gotten in my way of my education in a few ways. Like, it's been hard to say yes to things that are so fruitful. And so these past 6 weeks, this semester in particular, I had this open time, and I committed to it, and it was the best choice I could have made, because all of these things that I may learn in school are so useless to me unless I can apply them. This is like the field work of my life, and this is what I feel like it's all about. And so, I heard about carriers through my friend Courtney. She was like, there's this awesome thing put on by Butte Environmental Council and Kelly Munson and Kevin, and you should do it. And I'm like, what is it? I have no idea what you're talking about. But and she said it was loosely affiliated with like California Student Sustainability Coalition, which I'm a part of. And I was like, okay, I kind of see where this is going. And then I got the summons on Facebook. Kevin had tagged me and was like, hey, friends, come on out and do this thing where we're going to learn these things and hear from elders in the community and learn these tools. And I was like, okay, this is kind of rounding out a little bit. I'm going to do it. I wrote my little application and a paragraph on just some random stuff and was invited to come. And it was... perfect timing for me. I feel like I'm starting to be really ready to emerge as an active member of this Chico community. I this is my home now, and I'm here, so I want to be here for my people, and I want to learn from those who are here already. So it just kind of happened to fall into, like, this experience just came about, and I went with it, and it was so good, and super grateful.
I like how you called it the field work of your life, because I shared that experience. So a lot of my work and community organizing is in the area of social work. I work a lot with people, and it's I've always felt like every venture that I've ever done, whether it's like to the onlooker may seem like it is in my field of work, it's always the field work of my life. It's like it's somewhere somehow helping me to better understand myself and thus better understand others, which is really the basis of getting anything done. I think we often supersede that part. We're like, oh yeah, like let's just have this goal and let's focus on the goal, but we don't ever question why we don't get there, because we don't spend any time investing in one another and getting to know each other. And so having had just a brief experience myself coming into Carriers of the News story during your second week and getting to just to peek into that experience of like, that's a big part of what's happening is that community building, that how do you, as you mentioned before, Maggie, start to have these deeper conversations with people in a way that can be, you can move forward with it. Because if you can't get past the emotional part and you can't get past, you know, the sharing the words, then we're always just going to be, you know, looking at each other across the table, wondering what the other person's thinking, because we're never going to feel safe enough to really say how we're feeling. And so I feel like that's a big part of what Carriers, from my perspective, was offering to people and offering to the activist movement and the change maker movement, because it really is something that's overlooked. Like we focus on, like, you know, planning and strategy mm-hmm. and execution and how do you, you know, who do you team up with and that. And it's like, well, yeah, you can know all those things, but if you can't talk to somebody and actually listen to them when they speak back to you, you can't really get much done. Like, you're just going to be talking in circles before you know it, or you're going to be, you know, not making strong connections with those people. And so excited for the, what, 15 or so of you that completed this program. So excited for the potential of this program to continue in this area and to continue in other areas modeled off of the Way of Counsel, which for some listeners, they might know its affiliations to the Ojai Foundation. And so it has, you know, a long history just here in California, but also it comes from indigenous tribes and all different type of cultures all around the world. So it has lots of lineage in this world and proven success in getting people to work together and to see and hear from different perspectives. I was really appreciating, Maggie, you sharing too about the different perspectives, because I think that that's a really powerful experience for people, is to take the opposite perspective than what they normally would take, and to really to be able to experience that. And so I'm happy that that's happened in the Carriers, and I hope that that happens more in everybody's conversations. Like, next time, here's a challenge: if you're having a conversation with somebody, pause, stop yourself, and for a moment just imagine that you actually believed the things that you were opposing and why you would believe those things. Who would believe these things? These are crazy things. Nobody in their right mind. Wait, hold on a second. So then you start thinking, what would put somebody in that place? And it humanizes them. And it humanizes you, because you're really just arguing with somebody that grew up in a completely different world than you did. So happy for that. And thank you for sharing. So I have to ask you, you know, like, you went through the Carriers, and you have, you know, this powerful tool kit that you're assembling, and as you're working through Maggie with anthropology and Andre with your studies in Chinese medicine, what do you feel is, like, evolving in you? What's next? What is calling forth to be born in terms of maybe a social justice venture that you'd be interested in, or bringing counsel to your friends and family? Is there something that, as you were leaving the Carriers, that you felt was, like, ignited for you? Like, okay, this is at least where I'm going for the next, who knows how long.
Lots of stuff ignited for me. Just recently attended Power Shift, and you were talking about how, Power Shift is tied with CSSC, which is the California Students for Sustainability Coalition. Also teamed up with Power Shift, which is an awesome, they do both the environmental and the social justice, but it was really tying all this together, my traditional Chinese medicine, my thoughts on dietary and herbs, also this aspect of the Environmental Council, the council first working within ourselves and our immediate, and then also for the greater good, and then all around the same time, and then just went to this awesome conference called Power Shift, and it was really, really beautiful, changing, opening so many doors and turning on lights, just seeing where the cross-section of social justice and environmental justice meet. It was really cool, and got to see, yeah, definitely the Environmental Council provoke some of my, like, stoke the fire of my activists, stoke the fire of me wanting to take the world into my hands and to change and start from the micro to the macro, and that I am capable of this, and that the people before us, this is how they, you know, this is what they did, and this is the results of, and so being able to take that responsibility of what it is to me, it means for me to just be alive in this time and to be what I'm doing. It was really cool. Went to the Power Shift, and it was neat how I gravitated towards some different, like there were so many different workshops, but I gravitated towards people and towards certain workshops, and it was mainly around around our food and like how what we're being fed in the stores, how we're able to afford it, who's able to afford what food, how that leads to oppression, how the overproduction of so many different crops are killing a whole bunch of different spaces, but really the one key thing that I got was that just for me and from where I'm growing up, like not really having food insecurity, noticing that that's for a reason. It's not random that people can't really afford to eat, and so that they're stuck in this mindset of like scarcity and just trying to survive. And I see a lot of people in that mentality. They can't transcend or excel into doing other things, like, oh, I'm going to get a better job, or, oh, I'm going to, like, you know, focus on becoming a good, you know, doing my well-being, my practice of self-development or anything. And so that was something that really kind of just, it definitely, so many different dominoes, things leading in that direction, and always the things that I'm most passionate about are things that are directly that tap on heartstrings. It was really cool. The council just like stoked my fire and wanted to start getting more into being active. I see all my friends active, doing their thing, and along with stoking the fire just makes me want to start more, learning more and being more like, because definitely got the heart, but being more knowledgeable so I can, you know, talk to people in my immediate, and now I have that, like, you know, all my friends, they're all like, rah, 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 you know, this is why you're wrong, and then, like, for me, I've been doing all, like, the heart work, and I can be able to, like, turn from their perspective, from the people that I oppose, and be able to listen to them, and to be able to mediate, or nonviolently, like, talk to them, and be like, hey, you know, this is my side, and so, yeah, just enrolled in a couple classes. Butte, haven't been to Butte in a while, and that was I call it a class. It was definitely a class. Every Wednesday for 6 weeks, went to Carriers, and then now just signed up for Sociology of Inequality and Psychology of Peace, and I'm really excited to continue this. Definitely going to get more knowledgeable and be I'm going to call it a visual ante, or just a carrier for the next 6-7 generations, for my children or my little brothers and sisters, and for everyone, even for you know, my parents, and let them know and be like, yo, this is what's up.
Magic. Such great words to say. Thank you, Andre, with your last closing statement there, to say, you know, to be the carrier for both your, you know, for the children that will come before, but also for our parents. You know, like, we forget how powerful our voices really are. Thank you. So, Miss Maggie, what comes next now that you have had these tools and have been ignited by the experience of Carriers of a New Story? Is there something that is just rising above the horizon for you right now?
Yeah, continuing on my path of acquiring knowledge so I can use that in my work. This whole experience was inspiring because it kind of let me know that I can do work from where I'm at always, and just continue to work from where I'm at. I there are things on the horizon. I want to reflect on my experience at PowerShift also. I was there too, and it was beautiful. And in conjunction with the happenings at Carriers, it was just so PowerShift is a national organization that holds a regional breakout session, like conferences. And so got to go and just do that, like, activist training while working at home in my heart with Carriers of the New Story, working on a personal level with people. And so the future holds just more opportunities to learn how to bring forward this change. I'm looking into a number of things so far, continuing with my education. In the long run, I may be taking a semester off of school and studying doula work, and looking into the social justice aspect of birth, because that's our beginning in this world, and it's just it's awful, some of the experiences that women and babies have in hospitals. And so looking into birth work as an avenue of social justice work and an avenue of spreading love and change in this world and directly supporting the members of my community, women and children. That's something that is going to be a lifelong work in progress, a lifelong journey. And mostly just like being there for people in this community, showing up for things. Like, we did a creek cleanup with Carriers of the New Story. It was so cool. We all showed up and got together and walked along Lost Park, the creek running through Lost Park, and just gathered bags and bags of trash, and just opening up myself to those opportunities of like real home work, like in myself and in my community. So the future holds a whole lot, and we'll see. Definitely gonna take these tools from Carriers with me though, and no matter where I go.
Fantastic. And both of you have such strong voices for the work that you're doing. And so I just know that whatever that you intend to do, whether that be, you know, in the next few months, the next 6 months, and, you know, next 5 years of your life, that it's going to be powerful and it's going to be deep and connecting. And that's, you know, we could ask for nothing more than that, to do that work. So I thank you for being willing to be a part of this 6 week series, and also being willing to come and talk about your experience of it on the air. And I hope that it's inspiring to anybody that's listening to find out more about Carriers of the New Story. Reach out to Kelly Munson through Butte College or through the Butte Environmental Council with Kevin Killian, and I'm sure there'll be one, you know, who knows when it'll be, but they're the people to reach out to. And Daniel Baxter as well through the Butte Environmental Council. And yeah, just inspired to learn more about council, look up Way of Council on Google. You'll find information about it. It's some pretty inspiring stuff. So I just want to thank you again so much, Maggie and Andre, for taking time out of your lives to talk about what you love with us.
Yay. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you. Andre, would you mind introing this song for me?
Okay. This is a sweet song by Nujabes called Spiritual State.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Ecotopia coming up next. I want to let you all know about an event that's happening this weekend, a benefit for Standing Rock. It is a vinyasa flow and meditation led by Christy Rose and Urban Myth. And it is at the Yoga Center of Chico. That's 250 Valambrosia Avenue. All the funds will go to help in solidarity with the 250 Native tribes and thousands of water protectors standing at Standing Rock. The money will go to 3 accredited organizations that support medical care, legal support, and cultural preservation. So you can find out that information on Facebook, or you can also stop by the Yoga Center of Chico. That is this Saturday, December 3rd, from 5:30 till 7 p.m. I will be there. I hope to see lots of people there. It's a great effort to be a part of, so that is a benefit for Standing Rock. December 3rd, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that is at the Yoga Center of Chico. I look forward to seeing you all there. Stay tuned for Ecotopia coming up next, and I will be with you next week.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here to marvel that only 2 months before joining the government in an entry-level position, President-elect Donald Trump has been busier than a bartender 10 minutes before midnight at a Times Square Applebee's on New Year's Eve. He cleverly kept America's enemies on their toes by refusing to commit to moving into the White House. Replacing a black family living in public housing would cause them to break out in hives. Besides, Melania is reluctant to downsize. A large amount of his time was spent reneging on campaign promises. Who would have thought a New York City developer would welch on a deal? Oh yeah, everybody. One of the major refrains of his campaign was locking up crooked Hillary. Now he's thanking her for her service to the country. Lock her up with hugs and kisses is what he meant. Also, Trump now says he looks forward to getting Obama's advice. Probably expects some problems with his Kenyan immigration policies. He wants to retain parts of Obamacare instead of getting rid of it on day one. The major complaint is Obama's name on the bill. And as soon as the country starts referring to it as Trump Care, he'll be fine with it. That whole imposing a Muslim ban thing? No, no, no. He's imposing a ban on muslin. No more imported loosely woven cotton fabric. And he's going to throw up tariffs on Chinese gods, not goods. The 8 immortals can stay eternal, but they're going to have to do it on Chinese shores. Ending sanctuary cities? Bird sanctuary cities. Bomb ISIS? What he meant to say is the Egyptian goddess Isis is the bomb. Getting rid of NAFTA. No, he's going to get rid of NAPTHA and switch to liquid gas to heat all his resort swimming pools. And building a wall was a